Tormis, your mobile travel guide, presented by the city of Würzburg, with the kind support of history. From the mid-18th century, the residence was the seat of government of the Prince-Bishops of Würzburg. Prior to this, the city's ecclesiastic rulers had lived both in Fortress Marienberg and the city itself. The magnificent new building was meant as a clear signal of the Prince-Bishop's power, impressing contemporaries and succeeding generations alike. Even today, the Würzburg residence is considered one of the outstanding and most glorious royal palaces in Europe. For this reason, in 1981, UNESCO made it one of their World Heritage Sites. Construction of the residence was commissioned by the Prince-Bishop of the time, Johann Philipp Franz von Schönborn, who delegated the huge project to the young master builder Balthasar Neumann. Under Neumann's leadership, Europe's most prominent architects and artists came together in Würzburg. These included the greatest fresco painter of his age, Giovanni Battista Tiepolo. Particularly celebrated is Tiepolo's painting on the vault of the Great Staircase, which portrays the four continents then known to exist. Covering more than 600 square meters, this is the largest single ceiling fresco in the world. It took 24 years from 1720 to 1744 to complete the structure of the building, and it was almost another 40 years before the palace furnishings were ready in all their splendor. Around 1.5 million guilders went into constructing the whole edifice, an astonishing amount, considering that a day laborer at the time only earned a guilder a week. The residence has more than 300 rooms, over 40 of which are open to the public today. In the southern part of the palace is the sumptuously decorated Hofkirche, or court church. This wing also contains the Martin von Wagner Museum, where the university's collection of antiquities and paintings is on display. A special experience is provided by the one-time Fürstbischöfliche Hofkeller, the Prince-Bishop's own wine cellar, with its winding passageways that reach deep into the innermost recesses of the residence. The wine cellar has been part of the building from the outset. The Prince-Bishop made a point of entrusting the matter to his master builder, Balthasar Neumann. Thank you for your attention. Würzburg and history wish you a pleasant stay in the city. Tormis hopes to see you soon in some other place.